We're now going to turn to God's words together. If you have a Bible or have one near a shelf near you, then do go and grab one. Our reading today is from Deuteronomy chapter 33. We're going to read verses 26 to 29 together. One of our members, Luke Cornish, is going to read this passage to us now.
There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rides across the heavens to help you, and on the clouds in his majesty. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemies before you, saying, "Destroy them." So Israel will live in safety. Jacob will dwell secure in the land of grain and new wine, where the heavens drop dew. Blessed are you, Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord? He is your shield and helper and your glorious sword. Your enemies will cower before you and you will tread on their heights.
Well, good morning. My name is Nigel. I'm the other one of the pastors here at Cheam Baptist Church. Due to the social distancing rules, I can't appear up here at the same time as Chris. But I'm going to take forward the service now. Our big thanks to Luke for reading that passage to us. And do keep that Bible passage open. If you've got it on your phone or on your Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 26 to 29. We've all had a question forced on us this week that we're going to have to come up with an answer to. The question is this: where do you turn to in a crisis? Many of us have had things taken away from us that we might have turned to when things are hard. Perhaps the security of our bank balance or our health has gone. Perhaps the escapism that we turn to quite often of holidays or theatre or sport are gone. Perhaps the security of our identity at the moment in our job or in our exam results are gone. Perhaps our relationship with people, if not gone, and certainly reduced. Where do we turn? Where do you turn in a crisis? In Deuteronomy chapter 33, the future for God's people was pretty scary. They were literally in the wilderness. They were about to lose their leader, Moses, who had led them through so much. He was about to die. They were on the edge of the promised land, but the generation before them had refused to go into the promised land because they'd been too scared to enter. Where should they turn in their anxiety? Well, Moses, through this chapter, chapter 33, blesses all the tribes of Israel. But at the end, he gives them these encouragements, two things particularly to remember. Firstly, remember who God is, because there is no one like him. Jeshurun is a poetic way of saying Israel or the people of God. There is no one like our God, says Moses. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rides across the heavens to help you, and on the clouds in his majesty. He was their heavenly helper. Moses knew that they needed help from beyond themselves. That was what the God of Israel was like. He had rescued them miraculously from Egypt. He had got them through the Red Sea. He had fed and watered them in the wilderness. When humanly speaking they were doomed, he was their heavenly helper. He was also, verse 27, their rock of refuge. The eternal God is your refuge, said Moses. He had kept them safe through the wilderness. His presence with them had made all the difference. And they knew it. But he had not just kept them safe, he had also sustained them. He was their strong sustainer. Underneath them, said Moses, are the everlasting arms. We sing sometimes, don't we, the song, our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. Here the image from Moses is of God's strong arms holding us up, sustaining us, keeping us going when we're weak. Just had a great visual aid as Luke did the reading. We could see Megan cradling Zach in her arms. Underneath are the everlasting arms, said Moses, and he won't drop you. And lastly, in verse 27 as well, Moses says he was their deadly defender. He will drive out your enemies from before you, saying, destroy them. This was the promise to the Israelites as they entered the promised land. God would go before them. The enemy would be defeated. And that's what we see begin to happen in the book of Joshua. While the people trusted him, the Lord does go ahead of them and gives them the victory. Remember who God is, says Moses to the Israelites. In these uncertain days with an uncertain future, remember who God is. And just as he says that to the Israelites, so Moses says that to us. But as Christians, we don't just look back to the God who rescued the Israelites from Egypt. No, our view of God is sharpened as we look at the Lord Jesus. He is our heavenly helper. He is our real refuge. He is our strong sustainer. He is our deadly defender. Through the cross and the resurrection of Jesus, which we'll remember over the next few weeks as Easter draws nearer, we see more clearly these things come together. And in our ever-changing world, these truths about Jesus haven't changed. So we can have confidence in the midst of turmoil. Yet, you might be thinking, if Jesus is our helper, our refuge, our sustainer, our defender, why do bad things still happen? Why this virus? Why have I lost my job? Why can't I see my mum today? Why cancer now? Why? Well, we need to remember where we are in history. Just as for the Israelites, they needed to know where they were in that storyline. The Israelites had been saved by God from Egypt, but they weren't in the promised land yet. The Bible is clear that we live in that in-between. We've been saved by Jesus from sin and Satan and death, but we aren't in the promised land of heaven yet. So we will face trial and hardship and disease and sorrow in this life. But we don't face those things alone. God is with us, and we won't face those things forever. And it's to the future that Moses then turns in these verses as he says to the Israelites, remember who God is, but also remember who you are. Look at verse 29. Moses essentially says, there is no one like you. Now that's an extraordinary thing for him to say. The Bible will often say again and again, there is no one like God. But here the attention is on God's people. Verse 29, blessed are you, Israel. Who is like you? A people saved by the Lord. He is your shield and helper and your glorious sword. In other words, what privileged people you are. Are you a Christian today? Are you trusting in the Lord Jesus as your Saviour? Well, if so, then you are the most blessed people on earth today. Moses doesn't say this to make you proud or arrogant, but he says this so that you might recognize God's grace and might stir hope in your hearts as you look to the future. You see, certain things are true for you by trusting in Jesus, not because you've earned them, not because you're good enough, but because of God's grace to you through Jesus, these things are true. Firstly, we will be secure. Verse 28, just look back up. Moses says this of God's people, so Israel will live in safety. Jacob will dwell secure. As we shelter in our homes from this virus, or shelter behind hand washing or hand sanitizer, let's remember that our ultimate place of safety is still to come. We will, in the new creation, never have to fear a virus, or a crime, or a financial crash. We will be secure forever because of Jesus. Secondly, we will be satisfied. Unusually, for many of us now, we've not got abundance now, have we? Unless you're one of those who stocked up your cupboards. If you've been to the shops just yesterday, you've looked at the shelves and you'll see they've been stripped bare. And the same is true for God's people here in Deuteronomy in the wilderness. Food was in short supply. There was no shop, there were no shelves. They relied on God's provision of manna every morning to go and collect just enough food for the day. But look at how the promised land is described. Verse 28, Israel will live safely. Jacob will dwell secure in a land of grain and new wine, where the heavens drop dew, lush and green and plentiful. And again, in eternity, we would enjoy abundant blessing, all of us. Sin and selfishness will be no more. There'll be no need to hoard or panic buy. Indeed, these descriptions of food and wine point to our desires being satisfied, not just desires for food, but all our desires, our deepest longings, will be satisfied for eternity because of Jesus. And lastly, we will be victorious. Your enemies will cower before you, and you will tread on their hides, says Moses. It's an image of victory. In a battle, the stronger party would be the one holding the higher ground. It was harder to attack them on top of the hill. And so a sign of victory was to gain the higher ground, to tread on the heights of the enemy, was to show that you had won. Who's our enemy? Not really COVID-19, but what sits behind that? Well, evil and death. But through the cross, they are defeated. And so the Apostle Paul can write at the end of 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, verse 55, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? He's been describing how Jesus has been raised from the dead to prove to us there is life through death. We trust in Jesus. And so he goes on, the sting of death is sin, the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain. You will be victorious with Jesus. So as we face uncertain times, may our false hopes the false places we go to for safety or security or escape, may they be shown up for what they are. And may we even more strongly realise, may we even more strongly cling to who God is. As he's revealed to us in the Lord Jesus, may we trust him as our helper, as our refuge, as our sustainer, as our defender. And if you are trusting in him, may we remember what that means about who we are. We will be secure. We will be satisfied. We will be victorious. Not earned through our behaviours or our efforts, but graciously given to us through the Lord Jesus. Well, why don't we pray together as we close this part of the service? Let's pray. Our Father God, please help us to hold on to these truths. And help us to encourage each other with these truths. And as we're forced to live without some of the things that we often turn to for security and satisfaction and victory, may we see more and more clearly that only Jesus delivers fully. And we ask this in his name. Amen.